Good evening, this is Gary Black with the KUAC Newsminer Update. The Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly commissioned a $458,000 chimney smoke scrubber testing program Thursday, with hopes the testing will show the technology improves air quality. The unanimous vote followed overwhelming testimony in favor of taking a closer look at smoke scrubbing technology. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has given the borough a deadline of December 31st, 2019, to bring down levels of PM2.5, a toxic particulate found in emissions, particularly in wood smoke. The smoke accumulates at ground level on cold winter days when the air is stagnant. A private group, Citizens for Clean Air, tested a smoke scrubber last winter, but the technology is not widely in domestic use in the United States. Among the test fires were Dan Brown, Fairbanks project manager for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Region 10 office. Brown said, quote, "The EPA does not have a lot of information on the effectiveness of this technology. We are happy to work with the borough in looking at some of the testing." The testing is required to demonstrate air quality benefits before smoke scrubbers can be incorporated into the borough's air quality program. The borough will conduct a bidding process to decide what brand of smoke scrubbing device to test. The device will be tested on a pellet stove and on wood stoves, according to borough officials. A woman's right to have an abortion is firmly protected by the Alaska Constitution, but it's become an issue in the governor's race. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Governor Bill Walker recently wrote a commentary for the Anchorage Daily News, saying that while he's pro-life, he would veto legislation seeking to restrict abortions.
My personal views haven't changed, but I will not put my personal views in front of the Constitution.
Walker, who's an independent, says he supports other steps that he considers to be pro-life, like supporting access to birth control and health care.
And that's why I did what I did to accept Medicaid expansion.
Walker says he would veto any bill restricting abortions. But while the governor doesn't have a formal role in amending the Constitution, he's also skeptical of changing the Constitution to restrict abortions.
I didn't run for governor. I'm not in this office to change anything the way it is today.
Former U.S. Senator Mark Begich is the Democratic candidate.
I'm the only candidate that's been endorsed by Planned Parenthood, the only candidate that has a 100% record when it comes to pro-choice.
Begich acknowledges that the state constitution protects the right to an abortion, but he says the legislature can take other steps.
They'll whittle away in ways that your right won't touch the constitutionality, but will do other things.
He cited a law Walker chose not to veto that allows school districts to prevent Planned Parenthood from providing sex education. And the Walker administration has defended another abortion-related law facing a legal challenge. This law makes it more difficult for Medicaid recipients to receive coverage for abortions. The legal challenge remains in court. And Begich says it's important for the Alaska governor to push back against any steps taken by the federal government to restrict abortions.
We need to make sure the government on the federal end isn't passing some regulation that limits or restricts health care for women.
Republican candidate and former state senator Mike Dunleavy said in an interview last month he doesn't expect Alaska's abortion law to be affected by President Donald Trump's current choice for U.S. Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh.
I don't think it's going to change this dynamic.
On a personal level, Dunleavy considers himself to be pro-life, including opposing abortion in cases of rape and incest.
The question for me is, should an innocent human being, should their life be ended because of circumstances? I struggle with that.
Governors in other states have reshaped how state constitutions are interpreted through their choices of state Supreme Court justices. But in Alaska, the process for selecting judges limits the governor's choices. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
And finally tonight, state and federal wildlife officials have apologized to Alaska natives for migratory bird regulations that did not consider the effects on subsistence lifestyles. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service issued the apology Thursday for the consequences of the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, which prohibited the spring and summer harvests of migratory birds and their eggs during its implementation in the 1960s and 1970s. The prohibition caused Alaska Natives to lose an important food source, prompting many to hunt illegally to feed their families. Sam Cotton, the Alaska Fish and Game Commissioner, said, quote, "We recognize that the regulations were wrong, that they prohibited hunting of migratory birds when you need it most during the springtime." The Bird Act was signed into law in 1918 and intended to protect bird populations depleted by commercial hunting. Alaska Native leaders led an effort to change the law, resulting in the act getting amended in 1997. And for more on tonight's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I am Gary Black.